amazed by the Wizard of Weird. This is Strange Things with Joshua P. Warren.
I am Joshua P. Warren, and each week on this show, I'll be bringing you brand new, mind-blowing content, news, exercises, and weird experiments you can do at home, and a lot more. On this edition of the show, the Electrum Ring. I recently received an email from a big fan of this show named Jimmy, and he lives in Virginia here in the USA. I have all of his info, and the email was rather lengthy, so it took me a few days to get around to reading it. I'm glad that I did. And so I'm going to give you a somewhat edited version of what he wrote. The subject line was Electrum, that's spelled E-L-E-C-T-R-U-M, Electrum, human's first metamaterial, with a question mark. Okay, let me pause for a moment. What is a metamaterial? Well, generally speaking, it's a physical substance with extraordinary properties. For a more modern definition, if we just go to Wikipedia, it says a metamaterial comes from the Greek words meta, meaning beyond or after, and the Latin word materia, meaning matter or material. And it is any material engineered to have a property that is not found in naturally occurring materials. Now, there's actually, I think, a caveat to that, which we'll get back to. But so again, metamaterial, it quite literally means beyond material or beyond matter. It kind of reminds you of that term paranormal, doesn't it? You can almost call it paramaterial. So you get the idea. Now to the email. So Jimmy writes, "Hi, Joshua. I have wanted to email you for a while now. I also like to experiment with various things and make things out of various materials. My primary artistic endeavors deal with metal. I started out as a blacksmith and quickly discovered that it was much easier to make jewelry in an apartment than it was to do blacksmithing. Anyway, during my transition from blacksmith to jeweler, I became very interested in various alloys, and in particular, electrum." Okay, now let me pause again, everybody. Now, if you do not know what electrum is, well, I did not either. So I will be explaining that to you soon. All right, so don't worry if you feel like you're in the dark for a minute. That's fine. Back to his email. "My major focus when making jewelry was Celtic stuff, and I tried to reproduce some of the designs and motifs found. But I also looked at all sorts of ancient jewelry and artifacts, mostly using various archaeological texts and museum collection books. And that's when I began to notice that a lot of items that were described as being religious or magical in nature often specifically included electrum. Even if the item was also made out of different alloys, they always went out of their way to say that it included electrum. Most of these ancient people could make relatively pure gold if they had the desire to do so, so I began to wonder and question, why would they want to use electrum? Well, I think I discovered why this is. I eventually decided to make myself some to see if I could determine what the big deal was. The following is what happened when I did so. In order for me to learn the jewelry business, I found a master to apprentice myself to for a bit. I had gathered all the materials together that I needed to make electrum and decided that I would do so under his tutelage at his shop versus my own for the first time. I had not made my own alloys at that point, so I wanted to do it correctly. Now, electrum can mean various things, but I am specifically referring to the alloy that is 50% pure gold and 50% pure silver by weight. I'm going to pause again. Okay, so he is telling you that when he's talking about electrum, we're talking about a mixture of gold and silver. So he goes on to say, for my source of gold, I used a 1 penny weight pure gold maple leaf coin from Canada. And for the silver, I just used fine silver casting grain from a jewelry making supply. The other supplies that I rounded up were some casting flux, specifically matte casting flux, and a new ceramic crucible for melting things in, as well as a carbon graphite stirring rod. These are all common items that are used when manufacturing jewelry. I began by melting the coin in the crucible with a little bit of flux using an acetylene torch. I then added the silver, which I had measured and weighed, to be also 1 penny weight worth of silver. I melted everything together and quickly stirred it with the carbon rod. I turned off the torch and allowed it to cool, both the crucible and the small bead of metal in the bottom, for a few minutes. When no more color appeared in the metal, I dumped it out onto the workbench for further cooling. I believe I had a ceramic pad on the workbench at that time, but I don't honestly remember exactly that part. I let it cool for a few minutes before I decided it was time to pick it up. It had the appearance, roughly, of silver with a slight yellow tinge to it. This color in the jewelry industry is actually known as green gold, because if you hold it up next to yellow gold, it does appear to be slightly green. I reached for the piece with my left hand, and when I picked it up, I immediately dropped it. I did so not because it was too hot, it was actually surprisingly cool, but because of a jolt of energy that went up my arm. It was literally quite shocking. I reached down again and picked it up a second time with my left hand, and the same thing occurred. I reached for a third time with my left hand, and the same thing occurred. And now I decided that I would switch to my right hand, thinking that maybe it had something to do with it being the left side of the body, and the left hand is often considered the receiving hand, magically speaking, of course. I then reached with my right hand, and sure enough, it zapped me again, and I just dropped it. At that point, my master was actually laughing at me. He often did this when he remembered things that he had encountered himself when doing things. He was that kind of teacher, LOL. Let the student make their own mistakes and find their own way. I reached for a second time with my left hand, and it zapped me again, and I said, "Now stop that!" And then I reached once more, and there was a slight jolt, but not quite as powerful. So I no longer dropped it, and so now I could hold the metal in my hand and examine it. I began trying to learn what the working properties of the metal were at that point. Now, it being made out of gold, I could never afford really to play with it as much as I wanted to. But that did not stop me from doing so. I ended up making several pieces of jewelry from it and also some other items. Some of them have gone by the wayside over the years, but I still have a few. I have a pendant set with a cameo fine stone that I still wear. And one of the side effects from that, although it does not zap me, is that it makes the skin underneath it, on my chest, warm every time I wear it. I also ended up making a very special wand with it. This one is made from yew wood, with an alloy cap at the tip and an alloy wire running through the center, as well as a band where the taper joins the handle, and with the sterling silver end cap. There are also tourmaline crystals embedded in the handle. The wand is extremely powerful. I have used it approximately 8 times, and every time I have used it, it has successfully manifested what I desired it to manifest. I thought I'd share this information with you, as very few, if any, people who deal in magic and materials ever talk about this alloy. I know all the evidence I've given is just anecdotal, but other folks who have made Electrum with me and have used some of the devices that were made from it have also experienced enhanced abilities or functionality. If you'd like to discuss this further, please email me back. I would be happy to do so. Time for a break. Well, folks, do you think I have obtained a piece of Electrum? Oh, you know it. When we come back, I'll tell you about it. Isn't that interesting? Okay, also, you know what? This show usually comes out every Friday, but sometimes there are projects that I only let you know about through my free e-newsletter, and sometimes there are things I need to let you know about instantly. And I can sit down with my free e-newsletter and I can write an email with my own fingers there and hit send, and boom, it goes to you right away. So I hope that you'll go right now and subscribe. Go to joshuapwarren.com. Right there on the homepage, there's a little box where you put your email address in there and you hit submit, and then you'll get an automated email from me instantly. And that email already has some links to some free online goodies from me. Things that will start helping you to improve your life and to make your life more magical. Go sign up for the free e-newsletter at joshuapwarren.com. And remember, there is no period after the P in joshuapwarren.com, the website address. All right, I am Joshua P. Warren, and you are listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. And I will be right back. Welcome back to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I am your host, the Wizard of Weird, Joshua P. Warren, beaming into your wormhole brain from my studio in Sin City, Las Vegas, Nevada, where every day is golden and every night is silver. Agitato Zume! And now let's get back to this story about Electrum and where I'm leading to the Electrum Ring. And I want to say right up front here before I continue, thank you for that email, Jimmy. Jimmy and I have continued to correspond. And I guess this is also a good time to remind all of you, especially if you are new to this show, that I get a ton of emails on a daily basis. And it is absolutely physically impossible for me to respond to everyone, but I do try my best to read everyone. So just keep that in mind. All right. So as I had told you, I do not recall having heard about Electrum before, which is hard to believe, but you know, it's like that kind of stuff happens all the time. So I said, okay, let me learn more. Just doing my own independent research here on this substance called Electrum. And so I turned back to the almighty Wikipedia. And let me just say something about Wikipedia. I don't think that Wikipedia is the most trusted source when it comes to learning about people, like people's lives, or things that are, you know, modern day oriented in terms of like politics, because people have an agenda and they get on there and they change that kind of information. You can't always believe everything you read about a person or a person's beliefs or all that on Wikipedia. But when it comes to like old historical factual stuff, Wikipedia is a great place to just, you know, look up some basics. So that's why, you know, that's one of the first places I go. So here is what Wikipedia says about Electrum. Again, as you probably know, this is spelled E-L-E-C-T-R-U-M. It says, Electrum is a naturally occurring alloy of gold and silver. I was like, huh, interesting. It says naturally there. With trace amounts of copper and other metals. Its color ranges from pale to bright yellow, depending on the proportions of gold and silver. It has been produced artificially and is also known as green gold. Okay, so apparently it is possible to find some of this out there in nature, but that's not how you usually come across it. It's usually man-made. It says, Electrum was used as early as the 3rd millennium BC in the Old Kingdom of Egypt, sometimes as an exterior coating to the pyramidions atop the ancient Egyptian pyramids and obelisks. Whoa, that's pretty important. So we're talking about like the capstone of pyramids and obelisks in ancient Egypt were made from electrum. It was also used in the making of ancient drinking vessels. The first known metal coins were made of electrum, dating back to the end of the 7th century or beginning of the 6th century BC. For several decades, the medals awarded with the Nobel Prize have been made of gold-plated electrum. So, if we go to the etymology here, the word origin, they say the name electrum is the Latinized form of the Greek word electron mentioned in the Odyssey. Yeah, we're going way back here, folks, referring to a metallic substance consisting of gold alloyed with silver. And then it also talks about how that, you know, this word electron has a connection to amber's electrostatic properties. And anyway, composition. It consists primarily of gold and silver, sometimes found with traces of copper, platinum, or other metals. And then it says, in the Hellenistic period, electrum coins were issued by the Carthaginians. Okay, so let's read more about the history of this. Electrum is mentioned in an account of an expedition sent by a pharaoh, Sahur, or Sahur. I don't know how to pronounce this name. S-A-H-U-R-E. Pharaoh Sahur, or Sahur, of the 5th dynasty of Egypt. It is also discussed by Pliny the Elder and his Naturalis Historia. Electrum is also mentioned in the Hebrew scriptures, whose prophet Ezekiel is said to have had a vision of Jehovah on a celestial chariot. And then it talks about all the early coinage, the earliest known electrum coins, Lydian and East Greek coins found under the Temple of Artemis at Ephesus are currently dated to the last quarter of the 7th century. This goes on and on and on with how powerful this was in the ancient world. And I mean, again, there are all these examples of beautiful ancient coins that were made. But it seems like the Egyptians really found this to be a mystical item. In fact, there is a picture here, an actual photograph of a mummified male head from ancient Egypt, and it's covered in electrum. So imagine, you know how occasionally you get to see an unwrapped mummy head. They all kind of look the same, like from ancient Egypt. It's one of those. It looks like most of the mummy heads that you've seen, and it's got electrum all over it. So, look, everything that Jimmy was telling me was correct. Okay, so you go back and you start looking, and then there are all these ties that go into alchemy and, you know, the Philosopher's Stone. I could probably sit here for 2 hours and tell you about all this stuff related to electrum. So I was like, okay, sold. How do I get some of this stuff? So I started looking around on the internet, and you can do this yourself. And because I just wanted to start experimenting and see, you know, what would happen to me. And you know what? I started looking online, and there wasn't a whole lot out there that was considered actual electrum other than some ancient coins that were that are quite expensive. And I wouldn't want to get an ancient coin and necessarily melt it down or something like that. So I was like, I don't even know if that's the right way to go for me. But then even worse, I discovered that there are lots of fakes out there, which is sadly common these days online, as you probably know. But I'm a fortunate guy. I know a lot of people. I have a lot of friends in high and low places. So I started calling my friends. I started using my resources. And I finally found a highly specialized artisan right here in the United States who makes authentic Electrum rings. And I made sure this is the real deal, and I bought one. Of course, this was custom made. This artisan, he got my ring size for the ring. I decided I would wear this on my right ring finger. And so I gave him my size, which is size 12, by the way. And he smelted and hammered out this ring just for me. And so I could not wait to get this thing in the, I was so excited that I said, can I pay you, you know, money to expedite the production of this thing? And he said, yeah, sure. You know, we can do that. He was great. This guy is the best. And so, so the ring itself is actually 14 karat gold plus silver, but smelted and then delicately hammered right there. And so here's what happened when I received this. I opened the box, and inside is this, and I'm wearing it right now. I just slipped it off and I'm looking at it under my my desk light here. It's a thin gold ring that I love the fact that it's not smooth like a wedding band. It's literally kind of I don't know if you would say faceted is the right word, but you can actually see the hammer marks on this thing where this was delicately hand hammered specifically to my size. On the inside, it's stamped with 14K. And sure enough, when you look at this thing under the light, like I'm doing right now, it does look like a pale gold, but sure enough, there is this sort of like barely detectable greenish glow, which I absolutely love, because in my experiences with trying to manifest stuff, gold and silver and greens are colors that I associate with money for obvious reasons. I know green might not do it for everybody, but here in the U.S. it does. So I pull this thing out and I get this feeling as soon as I see it, like, this is something special. I slipped it on my finger. Okay, so this is about to become like a Lord of the Rings type story. I'm thinking this might be the real Lord of the Rings ring. When we come back, I'm going to tell you what happened to me when I put it on. And I'm going to tell you how you can get one of these, too. I'm Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. And I will be back after these important messages. Welcome back to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I am your host, Joshua P. Warren, and this is the show where the unusual becomes usual. Here I am looking at my own custom-made, handmade Electrum ring. Handmade for me here in the USA by a master artisan, master craftsman. Again, I'm thinking this is like the real Lord of the Rings ring. Of course, I reached down to pick it up, and I'm like, is this going to shock me or something, kind of like Jimmy was saying? It did not. It did actually feel kind of warm to me, and I was marveling over just how delicate looking it is and how beautiful it is, and I like it, that it looks rustic like I say, it has that kind of hammered look. Like this is, it looks ancient, but it's really, really strong and durable. It's very, very stiff. And so I slipped this onto my finger. It fit perfectly, just like Cinderella's slipper. And as soon as I did that, and I know that you might think I'm just making this up to have something to say on the podcast, but as soon as I did that, I felt this kind of, I'm going to describe it as a surge of very comfortable energy enter my body. And I use those words because, you know, I'm a busy guy. I'm not getting any younger. And a lot of times I just get tired and I run out of energy. And I don't like drinking caffeine. You know, I live in a country that is addicted to caffeine. And for me, you know, I can handle a little bit of caffeine. But if I push it just a little too far, it makes me feel awful. So I just can't do the caffeine thing. So I'm always looking for all, you know, safer alternatives to pick up my bio energy. And, you know, I don't talk about health because I'm not a physician, but, you know, I do have rheumatoid arthritis, which is a lifelong condition, and that makes you really tired sometimes. And so I put this ring on, and I mean, I just, again, it was like this very warm, peaceful, natural boost of energy. And the whole rest of the day, I felt so good that I decided to sleep with this. And I don't usually sleep with jewelry or anything on. That kind of gets on my nerves. Like, I always take off my wedding band and everything at night. But I actually slept with this thing on. It was the only thing I slept, only piece of jewelry I slept in. And so the next day, I said to Lauren, you know, I feel good enough to go out and get some exercise. Let's take a walk. And of course, we live here in Las Vegas, and within walking distance, there is a bar, which to me, that gives me motivation to get out and want to walk somewhere. I know if you go to a bar and you have a drink, well, I don't know how, you know, you might not be burning all the calories you want, but, you know, it's working out your muscles and your joints, and that's all good. So I go, let's walk to this bar. So we go to this bar. And actually, you know what? I'm jumping ahead of myself, because here's what actually happened before that. That morning, I told Lauren, I feel really good. I'm having a good day. I think I'm going to do a giveaway today. So I got onto Twitter, and sometimes I just jump onto social media, just randomly give away stuff. And I got on there and I said, I'm going to give away $500 to the first person who sends me their PayPal information, like, you know, just like your email address is like, and that's not some proprietary thing. And so sure enough, boom, I got an email address and that person got $500. And I do this from time to time. If you follow me on Twitter at Joshua P. Warren, you'll see what I mean. And of course, some people think, oh, that's got to be a scam. Well, it's not. I mean, you can ask the person who got the $500. But I felt so good that I did that day. I just gave that money away. And then after that is when I said to Lauren, let's take a walk. So we walk to this nearby bar. We go in there. We sit down to have a drink and to reward ourselves for having made this walk. This is how much I dislike exercise. And of course, there's a gambling machine there, and I very rarely play keno, which is where you pick numbers, and then balls drop, and you're hoping that a ball will drop on the numbers you pick, and if enough of your numbers are hit by these balls, well, then, you know, you win X amount of dollars. And so I put a little money into this keno machine. It wasn't much. And I'm sitting here wearing the, and I actually turned to Lauren and I said, I got the Electrum ring on. I wonder if that's going to be lucky. And, oh, I'm going to say in less than 10 minutes, I hit, how much you want to guess? $500. So that morning I gave away $500. I go to this bar feeling good to get some exercise, wearing the Electrum ring, and I won $500. I got my money back. That's another topic for another show, but you've heard me talk about how that if you have to give to receive, it ties into all that. So right off the bat, I was like, I'm loving this ring. And so then later on, okay, so I guess the next day I had a bunch of stuff I had to do. I had some deadlines. And then the day after that, I said to Lauren, you know what? That was awfully nice that the universe gave me my money back. But I'd like to go back to that bar and let's just see if I can win some more money just for me this time. You know, just for me. And so we make that walk again, get more exercise. I sit down at a different machine this time. We're in the Electrum ring. And this time it happened even faster. Within 5 minutes, I had won $400. And cashed that out. Gave a very generous tip to the people who were there. And then I said, this is so insane. That night, the Golden Knights were going to be playing a game here. In Las Vegas, the Golden Knights are the local professional hockey team. And they've only been around, I think this is their sixth season. And that night, if they won the game, they were going to win the entire Stanley Cup. They were going to be the national champions. And which is, you know, pretty amazing. I don't know if anybody else has ever gone from, you know, beginner to Stanley Cup champions in 6 years. And I don't even follow sports that closely. But I said, you know what? I bet you tonight, I said, I've got this gold Electrum ring here. I bet you the Golden Knights are going to win tonight. I feel it. So I don't follow sports that closely, but I do have an app on my phone where if I want to, I can go and I can put a bet. So I went and I bet some money on the Golden Knights. And I kid you not, that evening, I wasn't even paying attention to the game. I was wearing the ring, and I think it was probably around like 8:45 p.m. I just felt this vibration, almost like a little earthquake or something had hit Las Vegas. And I was like, oh, I bet the Golden Knights just won the Stanley Cup. And sure enough, they did. So I won even more money. Okay, so look, I could keep telling you stories, but I guess what I'm getting at here is when I saw this thing, I fell in love with it. I've been wearing it pretty much ever since, but I still have not even had it that long. And already, I personally am feeling better. And I've had a lot of great fortune come to me. And you know, Lauren and I have been videotaping this stuff as well, so that you can see that there's proof. You know, I'll post some of this on social media. So here's what I did. I contacted this artisan and I said, I know that, you know, each one of these is handmade, you know, custom, blah, blah, blah. But I got this podcast and how about I take 1 week and I just take orders from anybody who listens to me who wants one of these and just we'll just do one batch for everybody at one time. And that way we're all getting the real deal. You know, it's not fake. You know that you're getting a quality product. You're getting what I've been using. And he said, let's do it. So for 1 week, I'm going to be taking orders for one batch that I'm going to put in the order all at the same time, and then I'm going to send them all out at once. And you should get it in sometime in July of 2023. Go to this website that I put together. It is electrumring.com. ELECTRUM. Electrumring. That's RING. Electrumring.com. When you go there, you'll get the information here on how you'll see a picture of my fist wearing my ring. It'll tell you whether or not we're accepting orders, and then you can get this ring personally made for you. This is the real deal, and you enter your ring size, and it can be whatever size you want, as long as it's like either a whole size or a whole size and a half, like 8 or 8.5 or 9 or 9.5. So enter that and just be a little patient because I'm going to take 1 week to get all the orders in at once. And then this master artisan here in the USA is going to make everybody's ring and you will be part of a very elite club at that point. Because I cannot wait to see, once I have a group of us out there who are all working together, wearing this same ring. And that we're talking about gold and silver, okay? Technically, this is a literal 14-karat gold ring made just for you. When we're all wearing these together, are we going to become more powerful collectively? We'll see. So that's it for now, and you may not hear about this ever again. Go to electrumring.com. When we come back from this break, a lot of you have heard about this story that some aliens landed in a backyard here in Las Vegas. And I mean, like 9 or 10 foot tall aliens, and people have been saying, Josh, what's going on? Well, I'll tell you my opinion when we come back. I am Joshua P. Warren, and you're listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. And I will be right back.